Someone sells his olive trees for wood, selling the trees for their wood. And after they were sold, so the purchaser left them on the land of the seller. He didn't come and he didn't chop them down straight away. And then what happened? They grew olives. So now the question is, who do the olives belong to? So if it's less, then he says a quarter per se, which is inferior olive trees, and it's not great amount of olives. It's like a little bit of olives. So then, then the purchaser keeps it, because, you know, I mean, we say that the owner of the land is not particular about such a small quantity. You know, you bought the trees for the wood. There's a few olives. Take the olives. But asu revi lisa. But if there is a lot of olives, right? Revi more than that amount. So now it like grew a lot of olives. So ze omer zaisi gudla. This one says my olive trees grew these olives. Ze omer adsi gudla. No, it was because of the land. It's like my land. So the buyer's obviously saying it must go after the trees, and the seller's obviously saying it must go after the land. Then yachluku. Then he says that they split. They split the olive trees. They split the value of the olives. But he brings over here the kati that if they made other conditions, for example, if the seller said to him, you must cut them down immediately, the olive trees, then it would always belong to the seller, because it was the buyer should have cut them down immediately, he shouldn't have left them. And on the contrary, if he says to him, cut them down whenever you want, then it would always belong to the buyer of the olive trees, because then he liked it. So this is only a case where they left it unstipulated. You know, they didn't stipulate it. Shatav nar zaysav, hold on, we're not finished. Zatav nar zaysav nasne l'soich sadeh chabaru. If a different case, if a river came and it like picked up olive trees, it like washed them away and dumps them on another guy's land next door. And then they obviously take root over there. So ze omer zaysi gidlu, and then they grow olives. So this one says it was my olive trees that grew the olives. Ve'ze omer, and the other one says atzi gidla yachloku. Then it's his land. Then they split it. Now the Kati explains what's going on over here. This is where they were uprooted with a clod of earth around their roots. If you remember the laws of Orla, when a tree is uprooted with a clod of earth around its roots and replanted, so then you don't restart the 3-year counting. So it says in this case over here, for the first 3 years, they split it. Why? Because it's like the clod of earth is from the original guy's, yeah, and now it's planted in the new guy's land. So that's where. But after 3 years, the new guy's land, the new, you know, whose land it is, he keeps the olives. And the other thing he brings over here is that if the guy asks for his olive trees back, we don't let him take the olive trees back. And he says, why? Because we want the land of Eretz Yisrael to be planted with trees. And if we know that the first guy is interested in planting olive trees, so he's going to replant olive trees. But we also know the second guy is not interested in planting olive trees. So if you pick them up and took them back, he's not going to replant them. But if you leave them there, he's going to replant them there. So it brings to the sages said, you don't, even if you ask for them back, he doesn't get them back. They left in the place where they stay in the new land.